Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu, joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football. We are in the midst of minicamp. Boy, oh boy, here at the Railbird Central Studios, it is absolutely storming this morning. If you're listening carefully, you might actually be able to hear thunder and lightning in the background and heavy, heavy rainfall. It is an absolute downpour right now. Hope it won't affect the show. I think our microphone pretty much channels my voice and kind of drowns out some of the background noise, so that's good. But there is no shortage of things to talk about now that the Packers are in the midst of their mandatory minicamp this week. It's a Wednesday. It's the second of a mandatory three-day minicamp. Packers had practice yesterday on Tuesday. Got a couple things to talk about from there. Today's their annual team-building exercise, or at least presumed to be. According to the local media, the Packers have canceled any practice and are planning a private team function, not open to the public. Mike McCarthy does this almost every year. Every year? Not almost? they go bowling. They go clay pigeon shooting. They go play dodgeball. All sorts of different things they do. According to Rob Domofsky of ESPN.com, they're allegedly going bowling today. That's as much as I know. I wanted to talk about some of the items happening at yesterday's practice in Green Bay. And by all means, we have no guest on the show today. If you want to call in and talk some Packers football, the number is there at the bottom of our live stream broadcast. It's 347-903-5994. Phone lines are open if you want to talk some Packers football with me, but if you don't want to, by all means, I'm happy to wax poetic on the Packers as well. And there's in particular one thing I really want to spend a little bit of time on, and that is the inside linebacker position in Green Bay. As reports have said yesterday, Jamari Lattimore was occasionally working with the first string defense at yesterday's mini camp practice. One of the bigger developments to come out of practice yesterday. And by no means does it appear that he is the full-time starter, kind of more or less rotating with Brad Jones. And I could kind of assume this all along that A.J. Hawk, is his job is not in question. Never was, never will. I shouldn't say never will be. Not for the time being, at least. You know, I think sometimes A.J. Hawk gets a bad rap, and we've definitely talked about that on this show before. And the biggest part of it has to do with him being the number 5 overall draft choice back when he was originally selected by the Packers, and many, you know, not thinking he's lived up to the billing of a number 5 overall draft choice. And while you can, I could see that argument being made, he's certainly done his job for the Packers. He's always been a steadying influence for them, a consistent guy, not a consistently great player, but a consistent guy, knows what he's doing, can operate the defense out there, the leader of the defense, you know, relaying signal calls to the rest of his teammates. And last year he really had, a good year, arguably the best year of his career. I don't want to spend so much time this episode talking about A.J. Hawk, more about the spot opposite A.J. Hawk that I think, even though Packers could maybe stand an upgrade from Hawk, that there's definitely room for improvement opposite him, definitely. Last year, Brad Jones was kind of the incumbent starter. After Desmond Bishop went down in the year 2012, Brad Jones came in, did pretty well. And with Jones up for free agency that offseason, the Packers gave him starting caliber money. Bishop was on his way out, partially due to an injury from which he's never really recovered. Hamstring injury there for Desmond Bishop. Jones has become the starter. And when Jones has been healthy, he has done well, including this past season. Early on, we're talking like the first 3-4 weeks of the 2013 season, Brad Jones did really, really well. Of course, that's when he was healthy. All of a sudden, a variety of injuries struck for Jones. He had his own hamstring injury in addition to having, I believe, an ankle injury later in the year. These kind of hobbled him. Wasn't the same player since. He was out there. He did okay. Didn't do great. Just kind of pedestrian. Definitely below replacement value, I guess you could say. The Packers could do better. And I'm conflicted. I don't know what to think about Brad Jones. You know, because if he's healthy, he's done well out there. He was actually the three-down linebacker before he got hurt. You know, before he got hurt, it was Brad Jones out there starting, of course, on first down, second down. And then, hey, on third down and or, you know, any long-distance passing situation, it was actually Hawk that was coming off the field when the Packers would go to their dime defense. And Jones would stay out there and would hold his own in pass coverage. Again, we're talking about the times when he's healthy. And then the times when he's not, he's given up long pass plays. And again, looking pedestrian out there. And so enter Jamari Lattimore. Jamari Lattimore, kind of almost in the same boat is Brad Jones. When he was healthy, he was looking good. You know, Brad Jones originally gets hurt, you know, a few games into the season. Jamari Lattimore steps in and impresses. It kind of surprisingly impresses. Plays well out there. Looks like he's got some athletic ability maybe people didn't quite expect. You know, you saw flashes of it from Jamari Lattimore on special teams. But, you know, he's the guy who originally started at outside linebacker for the Packers when he was a rookie, stayed there for his first season. What was it, even two seasons? Anyway, makes the switch to inside linebacker. So you really, you know, expectations were low for Jamari Lattimore. For one, he's always been a backup. For two, he's switching positions. I don't think anybody really expected a whole lot out of him. And remember, too, Rob Francois was kind of the top backup at inside linebacker last year. He gets hurt. Well, the Packers have nowhere else to turn to but Jamari Lattimore. And comes in and is making plays. He showed that degree of athleticism. He showed some speed that he could get sideline to sideline and made some very nice tackles. Not saying he's a Pro Bowler by any means, but you thought, hey, here's a guy who he's in the first year of his transition to inside linebacker. I'll give him another year and he might be doing really well. You know, Lattimore ends up having his own injury issues and kind of tails off towards the end of the season. And definitely his inexperience hurt him. There were a lot of times where he wasn't doing the right thing, wasn't, plugging the right hole or taking offensive linemen on with the right shoulder, kind of, you know, directing plays to the wrong place. You know, he should have been taking them on with the inside shoulder, takes them on with their outside shoulder, and all of a sudden, you know, the running back bounces out for a big gain. Something like that. But there was reason to believe Jamari Lattimore could improve based upon, you know, what he was doing early on. Making those plays, running sideline to sideline, using his speed to make tackles. And I've always kind of thought, you know, maybe the Packers could do better than Brad Jones. Maybe Jamari Lattimore is the guy. Well, fast forward to training camp practice on Wednesday, and Tuesday, yesterday, and Jamari Lattimore's out there getting snaps with the first string defense. It again doesn't look like it's anything full time or anything like that. But you know, hey, it's June. It's the time period of the year when you're going to experiment, and the Packers have been doing so, and I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that in June. I mean, hey, if they want to settle on a starter and get him first-team reps come training camp, by all means, but it's not training camp yet. When it's June, when it's minicamp, when it's OTAs, try some different things out. Give some guys some time. Let them see what they can do. And that's kind of where we're at with Jamari Lattimore. You know, the guest on our show here on Monday was Tyler Dunn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Kind of too bad we didn't have him on today instead. Not that he didn't provide good information on Monday. But he kind of, if you want to, go check out the blog at jsonline.com, the website of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Where Dunn has an article on Lattimore, basically spoke to linebackers coach Winston Moss, talked to him about the inside linebacker situation. And what Winston Moss had to say is that Brad Jones is the starter. Wasn't rocking the boat yesterday, kind of going with the incumbents. But anyway, this is the report from JS Online, from reporter Tyler Dunn, and I'll read the quote here from Winston Moss, and it's rather telling. Anyway, here we go. Winston Moss, quote, "Brad's our starter until I'm told otherwise. Brad has fought through injuries of late, but when Brad is healthy and Brad is dialed in, Brad was playing his ass off as well. We've got some guys who are capable of being good versus the run, can cover versus the pass, and can blitz the quarterback," end quote. There you go. Winston Moss very much in the backing Brad Jones here. And you know what? I can buy it. I can buy it because Brad Jones was so good when he was healthy. In fact, I should look it up. I can remember writing an article, I think, you know, 4 games into the season or a blog post talking about how well Brad Jones was playing last season. And that's too bad. He had the hamstring injury. Wasn't the same the rest of the way. But he was making plays out there. He was one of the best players on defense last year, early on. It changed, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But Winston Moss continues here. Quote, "He was highly productive." Now he's talking about, is he talking about Lattimore here? Boy, when you're talking about injured players with the Packers, it's understandable I could lose track. I mean, there's been no shortage of injuries on the Packers' defense. Anyway, quote, "He was highly productive. He was able to go in, take the tight end away, as well from a guy who was primarily a rusher. To go in and effectively play that sub position and be productive, playing the run on first down and second down, you have to give him some credit. We felt good enough about him to be a three-down player. He has actually gone in and taken that dime linebacker position, and he was doing that well. Again, it comes back to if he can stay healthy or not. When he was healthy, he was highly productive." End quote. That's about Brad Jones. Yeah, when he's healthy, he's productive. Now, Brad Jones just has to stay healthy. You know, I don't expect change from the Packers. If I were a betting man, I would think the Packers will stick with Brad Jones next to A.J. Hawk in the starting lineup this year. You know, assuming everything else is equal, assuming there are no injuries. I expect that's the way they line up. Now, hopefully those guys stay healthy. But you know what? I'm glad the Packers, and I was a proponent of this in the offseason, I'm glad the Packers re-signed Jamari Lattimore. Remember, he was a restricted free agent, and there was some question at the time whether they would place the tender on him, the original round tender, something like $1.4 million. And you had to wonder, for a guy who's been a backup throughout his career, was Jamari Lattimore worth $1.4 million? But I said, yeah. I mean, by placing the tender on him, you're making sure he's not going anywhere else. I mean, I think he's the top backup at inside linebacker this year. And hey, we haven't talked about Sam Barrington yet. Rookie last year, ended up getting injured, you know, halfway through the year, ended the year on injured reserve. He certainly has a chance to play this year. I mean, if he can step up and take a big step in his second year in the NFL, there's a chance for Sam Barrington to find some playing time. But I think Jamari Lattimore, he would have to jump over Lattimore to get it. And I'm glad the Packers kept Lattimore around. I think he'll be the top backup. And hey, as long as Brad Jones and Hawk are healthy and they're playing well, great. And if not, you know, Lattimore is at least one of those core special teams players. He's done well at that in the past. Been, you know, as I've said before, the postseason captain in 2012 of special teams.
Yeah, that's a great spot for him. You know, I don't know what happens to Lattimore next year in 2015, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. It's a long way away. The Packers, there was a lot of speculation. Would they go after an inside linebacker in the first round of the NFL draft? Well, you know, ends up, none of the guys who you would think about taking in the first round ended up being available. Ryan Shazier, who I was a big fan of. I think Shazier's going to be great in the NFL. Well, you know, he goes at what, you know, what did he end up getting picked at, like number 15 overall, something like that, even before that, number 12. Anyway, CJ Mosley comes off the board. So yeah, the Packers didn't even have a chance to get an inside linebacker, at least a good one. You know, ends up being rounds until the next one comes off the board when Chris Borland was taken. So, you know, you understand why the Packers standed pat. Boy, it stood put. Kind of an awkward situation there. I'm very hopeful that Jones and Hawk can hold down the fort. Lattimore backing them up. Maybe Barrington steps up. Maybe one of these rookie, undrafted inside linebackers steps up. Jake Doty, Joe Thomas, Sean Lewis, maybe one of those guys. Just, you know, doesn't have to be all three of them. Just got to find the best one out of those three who can maybe stick around. We'll see. It could be a situation, especially with, you know, Jamari Lattimore becoming a free agent next year. I think A.J. Hawk has just 2 years left on his contract, and they could even get out of the last one, perhaps. The Packers will be looking at an inside linebacker, I think, next year in the NFL draft. Hopefully, it's just not a major need for him. Hopefully, they get enough production out of that position where you're looking for a future starter and not an immediate one. We'll see how it all plays out. But it was interesting to see Jamari Lattimore again coming full circle, practicing yesterday with the first-string defense. Again, one of the big developments to come out of yesterday's minicamp practice. Elsewhere at minicamp, another thing I wanted to touch upon here. Wrote a blog post about it here at Cheesehead TV, if you scroll through our archives. Dewan Harris lining up at kick returner for the Green Bay Packers yesterday for the first time, to my knowledge. I know Dewan Harris has never returned a kick in a game for the Green Bay Packers. Now, if he's lined up there at practice before, who knows? I may have missed that. But that's basically a new development. And
head coach Mike McCarthy discussed it during his post-practice press conference yesterday. Dewan Harris, here's a guy who, if he wants to find some playing time in 2014, this is a pretty smart move. I mean, take a look at the running back position. Eddie Lacy's basically got that thing under control. I mean, here's your reigning NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. I don't want to see Eddie Lacy come off the field very often. And when he does need a breather, there's a reason the Packers gave James Starks a two-year, over $3 million deal in the offseason. They kind of see him as the backup to Eddie Lacy. And James Starks did really well last year. He's got the backup situation under control, one would think. There aren't going to be too many carries for Dewan Harris and Jonathan Franklin. Not that they can't carve out a tiny role, but hey, they are not taking any more than five snaps a game, you know, as long as Lacy and Starks are healthy. And, you know, that's no guarantee, of course. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, an injury or two happens, and all of a sudden Dewan Harris is playing a prominent role. But again, let's assume these guys are healthy. You know, if Dewan Harris wants to be part of the game day 46-man roster, he's going to have to find some kind of role to play on this Packers team. And what a better way to find some playing time than being the kick returner, which would seem to be wide open. Obviously, you know, the best candidate on the team is Randall Cobb. I mean, here's a guy who has three career returns for touchdowns in the NFL in his short three-year career. I mean, he's dangerous, obviously. But Randall Cobb is at a point in his career where the team is not going to want to expose him to injury. They don't want to risk it. You know, understandably. He is a game breaker or has the capability of being so. So they want to find somebody else who can return kicks. And last year, Micah Hyde kind of did it toward the end of the year. Micah Hyde ended up showing that he was a better punt returner than a kick returner last year. Not to say that that couldn't change. But kind of getting to the same boat here. You know, the Packers keep talking in the offseason how they want Micah Hyde to become a three-down player. Kind of interesting there. You know, are they going to want to expose him to injury on kick returns, punt returns? Or again, could be a situation where they want Micah Hyde to just return punts and find somebody else to do kicks, you know. Just one less thing to worry about. One less injury risk. Could see that happening. So Dewan Harris is getting some practice at least. And again, I mean, that's great. In minicamp, OTAs, the offseason, heck, throw everybody back there. Let them get practice at it. You want to narrow it down a little bit come training camp in August? Fine. But hey, get these guys some practice. What else do you got to do in June? Return some kicks. Catch the thing cleanly. Learn how to catch the thing cleanly. That's great. And I mean, there are other options here at kick returner. I mean, you see the Packers in the NFL draft take three wide receivers. And, you know, I wouldn't say Devontae Adams is going to be a kick returner. He doesn't have any experience doing so. But you got to think one of the reasons the Packers liked Jared Aberderis is because of his history of returning kicks with the Wisconsin Badgers. As a seventh rounder, Jeff Janis, he doesn't have any or very little experience returning kicks either. But, you know, as a seventh round draft pick and a guy they're just looking to try to find a role on the team, kind of looks like the Packers are giving him a shot out there. And his speed alone makes him kind of a threat. But Dewan Harris is a good candidate as any. I mean, you would think Jonathan Franklin would get a shot, too. He did last year. Didn't do much with it. In fact, he had fumbled on kick return last year. But he's been unhealthy this offseason. Hasn't taken part in any practice. But if he were healthy, he might be part of the, you know, the job as well, or the competition as well. But good to see Duan Harris returning some kicks yesterday at practice, reportedly. You know, hey, if Duan, I cannot count Duan Harris out of anything. Here's a guy who was selling used cars 2 years ago, you know, and now he steps in and is becomes the starting running back for the Packers down the stretch in 2012, starts four games for a team in the playoffs. I can't count Duan Harris out of anything. He's shown during his limited playing time, he's got some explosiveness. He's got that compact body size, 5'8", just over 200 pounds. Heck, I mean, he might be the ideal kick returner if he can do it cleanly, steadily, without turning the ball over. He might be an ideal guy to do it. Hey, let's see it. Let's see what he's got. Good to see yesterday. Kind of one other item that was notable from yesterday's practice. Josh Sitton missing from practice. And, you know, there's a reason I'm kind of leaving this until the last for the discussion today. I wouldn't put much into this. Mike McCarthy did address it during practice, saying, but not elaborating, saying that Josh Sitton has been excused from yesterday's practice and meetings, and kind of left it at that. I know Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette reported that earlier during the offseason program, Josh Sitton was bothered by back soreness. Is it related to that? I have no clue. Nobody, again, you know, during the offseason portion of the program, Packers don't discuss injuries unless the player themselves choose to do so. Josh Sitton wasn't even around yesterday to discuss it, so we're kind of left to our own devices here, trying to figure out what's happening. It would be nice when people comment on things like this, well, when a player is injured and is especially missing practice. But, you know, again, here we are in June. Not going to make a big deal out of this until Josh Sitton is missing practice in August. And doesn't appear to be anything major. I mean, Josh Sitton has taken part in the offseason program, even I think when he was missing. Missed a practice or two earlier on. He was present, at least. He was there. He was learning, taking the mental reps, if nothing else. Don Barclay kind of been getting reps at left guard while Sitton's been out, which is great. You know, you kind of see Don Barclay as maybe the sixth offensive lineman on the team. I'm not so sure he's the top backup at left tackle on the team, but almost anywhere else, he might be the guy who steps in. If anybody else is injured, so that's a good thing. Don Barclay getting some reps. So, yeah, but it'll be interesting to see if Josh Sitton is back tomorrow at tomorrow's minicamp practice in Green Bay. And by the way, tomorrow, Thursday, as the show is being recorded on a Wednesday, that'll wrap it up for minicamp. That is the third of three straight days, the only 3 days that are mandatory of the whole off-season program. And again, like we've said here at Cheesehead TV, the Packers have had 100% attendance, at least for portions of their off-season program. So we'll see them out on the practice field tomorrow after their team-building activities today in Green Bay. We'll see how the bowling went, but one last day of practice, and that is the final opportunity to see the Packers practice before training camp. So again, yeah, if it's going to be a month without Packers talk, or, you know, on-field activity talk, at least, after tomorrow. So again, as always, as I say, if you're within driving distance of Green Bay, you might want to go check it out tomorrow. Because you'll be going through withdrawals for the next month or so until training camp starts, which is a good thing. You know, the players deserve some rejuvenation time, some time to put their bodies at rest for a while and prepare for the grind that is training camp and the entirety of the regular season. They need some off time, no doubt about it.
It'll be much welcomed by then. One last day tomorrow, and we'll be wrapping it all up here at Cheesehead TV on Friday. That'll do it for today's episode, and we'll be back, as we are every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:30 a.m. Central Time here at CheeseheadTV.com. As I always say, stay tuned for all your Packers news needs here at Cheesehead TV all week long. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Kervu. We'll see you later, folks. I leave you today with a song called Can't Wait Another Day by the String Cheese Incident on Psi Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack Go.
Every night I pace the hall, just waiting for your call, anticipating your next move. It's got me bouncing off the wall.